Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today I'd like to share an enduring truth from Scripture, which I call a biblical principle, a principle that is often violated by Christians today. Here it is. We must be careful not to superimpose on Scripture particular forms that are never spelled out in a definitive way. You see, the fact is there is very little form described in the New Testament, only function. But since we cannot function without form, we can very easily make Scripture teach forms that are not in Scripture. To understand this reality, let's remember what Paul said, "I have become all things to all people so that I may by every possible means save some." I'd like to illustrate what Paul meant with these words. When he wrote to the Corinthians, he made reference to certain forms that related to hair length and head coverings. However, the forms are not specifically defined by Paul, and since the forms are not spelled out definitively, some Christians define these forms in their own way, reflecting their own cultures, and then call them biblical forms. And here's another observation. It may surprise you that veils and hair length and pagan worship in Corinth often sent sexual signals. Consequently, it would not be surprising if this kind of sinful behavior would continue to impact the Corinthians in their own worship services. If this is an accurate observation, which I believe it is, it would help explain the problems Paul was addressing.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.